All right. Hello. It is February. It is early February, and my cat is here. She is meowing. She'll be laying like happily asleep in my bed by the radiator on a stack of pillows, whatever, anything. And as soon as I pull out my microphone, oh, bless you. She has kitty allergies. As soon as I pull out my microphone and I start talking into it, she wakes up. She's like, yes, you're talking to me, obviously, right? Nobody else is here. You're obviously talking to me. And I'm like, no, I am not talking to you. I'm talking into my microphone, please. But what was I saying? It's February. It's the beginning of February. I normally do these sort of like updates a little later in the month, I think. But I don't know. I want to talk now. What I wanted to do is I wanted to record something, but I don't want to kick my cat out of the room. So I can't record audio porn because I don't want to kick her out. You know, she's sweet and everything. I was just away on vacation for a little while and she misses me. Don't you? She's very needy right now. Oh, yeah. She misses me. And yeah, I don't want to kick her out if I don't have to. So I figured I would do a little update for you all. A little chat, a little casual sit-down talk. I got to figure out when I can actually upload this. I've got a pretty... Oh, I can upload it. Yeah. Soon. Okay, good. I've got a pretty full schedule this week as far as things going up on Patreon Monday I've got our early access. Wednesday I'll post this, and then Friday I've got the $10 exclusive, which is Friends to Lovers. So hopefully you like that. And it's got a little sleep aid ending because I've been trying to include more like aftercare stuff in the end of audios where I think it feels very natural and fits the plot of the audio. And this one, a sleep aid, very natural. So a little sleep aid aftercare for that one. Oh, yeah. And that was some feedback I had gotten from my quarterly survey from the last one. And I just sent out earlier this month the quarterly survey again. And I've been reviewing it. And you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for all of the feedback, the additional comments, letting me know your audios that you like to listen to. And then I even added... asking you specifically, like, what sex positions do you like? What sexual acts do you like? Like, and it's been illuminating, I guess. There's been some surprises for me. Most of the time, I think I have a pretty good idea of what everybody wants. But it's really good to do these surveys because I get surprises. And the surprise I got was my F for M listeners. Hello. You want to hear me get fucked in the ass, don't you? At least about half of you. I was like, oh, damn. Oh. Okay. Shit, I don't do that very often in audios. I should probably do that a little bit more often. Because almost half of you guys want to hear it. And I'm like, damn, okay, good. I'm glad I asked. And then the other slight surprise is my F for M listeners. Hello. Hi. How are you? I hope you're good. I'm good. Well, my F for M listeners. No, my F for F listeners. You guys like giving me cunnilingus more than you like receiving it. Very sweet. Very caring. Very giving. I love it. Mwah. Amazing. I love getting this information. It is beyond helpful for me to give you exactly like what you like, because I didn't really ask things that I would be uncomfortable doing. So you don't ever have to feel like you're making me uncomfortable when you're filling out this survey, because if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to ask. So yes, this has been great. Ooh, hit my knuckles. Sorry. Some other things I learned was, this really does go in line with what I learned last time, where my F for F listeners are more interested in me being Dommy. My F for M listeners are more interested in me being Subby, which I think if you listen to both the F for F and the F for M audios that I put out, if you listen to them both, the beginning is the same. And sometimes, so the safe for work beginning is the same. And then sometimes there's a little bit of not safe for work stuff that is the same too. And that generally is when I'm receiving pleasure on my body. So generally like fingering or cunnilingus. And then it splits when I start talking about the listener. And that split, I also sometimes, okay, now my cat is biting me. She wants attention so bad. That split sometimes includes me adding a F-dom or F-sub dynamic in there because of this now. So for my F for M, sometimes I'll go just a little tiny bit more subby during that second part. And for my F for F, I will go a little bit more dominant. And I think that's great that like now I know this. It's not every time, because I know there's, you know, like not every F for F listener wants me dommy. Not every F for M listener wants me subby. There's differences. And I know this because I get the numbers. Please stop biting me. I will kick you out. This is how you get kicked out. If you bite me, please. She's kind of a terror, but she just wants love. Yeah. Don't bite me, please. I'm just going to turn around so she can't get me. Yeah, but this, what I learned from this survey, because this time I included, sexual acts, I added pain play on there, like spanking. And my F for F listeners are more interested in me giving pain play, and my F for M listeners are more interested in me receiving it. Right? Makes sense because of the little F dom F sub thing. So I just thought that was really interesting. Of course, not everybody is into spanking. It's about 30%, I want to say. Across the board. So I just thought that was interesting, and I am loving looking at this data. Some other differences I've noticed in the past quarter. So I noticed that the interest in slow burn audios has increased this quarter from last quarter. The interest in GFE has pretty much stayed the same. GFE is the preferred across the board for all. And then rough, mostly the same. I added tsundere into the list this quarter because I've been doing a little bit more tsundere characters and getting more comfortable in writing that. Tsundere is one of my hardest things to write for some reason, but I am getting a lot better at it. And then cheating, I added cheating onto the survey this quarter, and not too surprising on that. There's some interest, which I did know about because people had written it in comments and not comments in the general, like, write about this in the past quarter. And in the on my $35 level, there's been some requests for cheating. So I knew you guys were there. I do cheating audios. I just released one Monday. That's the friends to lovers cheating, where it's a very interesting audio, in my opinion. It gets, like, the character that I play in the beginning is very sad. She's toxic. She's manipulative. And then that all kind of falls away when they get to the sex part, and she's loving and caring, and I don't know, it's such a weird like flip, but it made sense for me for that character, that even though she's, you know, it's a cheating audio, and it is what it is. So it's not going to be the cozy, warm GFE to audio, but I still wanted to give it some positivity at the end of it. So I hope you like it if you're into that sort of thing. Oh, another thing that changed this quarter is the JY stuff. So I asked this last quarter and I asked it this quarter. And the interest for JY is basically the same as it was, which is kind of low. Not too much interest in it. But the interest for F for F JOI has grown. So before it was like no interest for F for F JOI, but it has grown to meet the same interest as F for M. So if I do a JOI series in the future, I don't know. I did one my first November for No Nut November. It was like a JOI denial series. And it was only for F for M because at that time I only concentrated on F for M audios. But yeah, if I do another JOI series, I don't know if I will because, like I said, not too much interest in it. I'll be sure to do an F for F version for it too because the interest is equal now, which is great. I love tracking like the changes that happen. Throughout the quarters. That's why this is so nice to do quarterly. And then as far as platforms, because I ask you guys what platform you found me on before you joined. And for my FRF listeners, that's the majority is Reddit. Majority. Almost nearly all you guys are from Reddit. Great. Love it. I love GWA Sapphic. I adore posting on there. It is such a nice place. Everybody is so friendly, and it's a very friendly place for sex workers, so I can post like, hey, I also have these exclusive audios on my Patreon, and that's why you guys came over, because you saw that and you're like, oh shit. Then I do have some of my F for F listeners. Some of you guys are from YouTube, which is great. I know I have a very small F for F audience on YouTube because I look at the demographics of my videos and it's like men. Nearly all of my videos on YouTube are gender neutral because they happen before the sex, because I can't put non-safe for work stuff on YouTube, obviously. I just got monetized there. I'm not doing anything to risk that, you know? But I always find that interesting. And then some of you guys are even from Pornhub, and I don't have any F for F stuff on Pornhub. I need to do that. As soon as I get the time to put my F for F stuff on Pornhub and feel like I can properly distinguish it from my F for M content there, so it visually you can tell this is for the gals or for the F for F listener. So I want to be able to do that so bad because it's so bothersome for me when there are issues with my public audios for the FRF listeners where you can't access them. Because for my FRM listeners, I've got basically backups for free available on my Pornhub, and I got them available on my Fansly. So unfortunately... Like I said, I started this years ago, primarily doing F for M content. So that has been my focus for so long. And it's been maybe 2 years where I've been adding additional focus on the F for F content. But I still haven't gotten around to actually getting my F for F versions of my public audios up as well, because I want to be able to know I can have the time to do it, because it's not easy to create videos for these things and upload them on different sites and track them and download. It's a task, you know, it's a task. I'm not complaining. I love doing it, but I want to make sure I have the time to do it, and I haven't found the time to do it yet. So long story short, For my F for M listeners, you guys are kind of equally from Pornhub, Reddit, and YouTube. Very interesting. Makes sense to me, I guess. Those are three free platforms that I post on pretty equally. So it makes sense that it would be equally distributed from all of that. Yeah, so that's my initial results from this survey. I would very much like, if you haven't filled out the survey, please do fill out the survey. Make sure your voice is heard on what sort of audio content you like. Make sure your voice is heard at, if you like F for A, F for M, F for F, because I'm always using that to look and to make sure I'm creating the right breakdown of audios for everybody, just to make sure everybody gets what they want. My F for A audience is pretty small still, but I do try and create audios for y'all as frequently as I can, and when it fits the narrative. For my $35 tier, I know I got someone on there that listens to F for A. And for that, I always make an F for A, because I don't want you to subscribe to that tier and not get an audio that fits you. So that's it for the survey. My cat has left. I think I'm going to have some water and maybe see if I can record a little something. I've got two scripts that I recently wrote that I want to get done. They're both for, let's see, one of them is actually for early access this month because it's a part of a collaborative thing that I'm very excited, and the collaborator, I'm the only one in my audio, but it's part of a collab where there's multiple artists that are creating something under the same kind of umbrella of a theme. So that I think is going to be going public in March. So I wanted to get it out February for early access here. So I wrote that and I love it. The character I created for this one is she's funny. She's funny in my head, at least. I think she's funny. But it's hot too. It's hot. She's funny and it's hot. And then the next one I wrote, it's an enemies to lovers. I know we love them. Where it's, I love enemies to lovers. I love it. But sometimes it's really hard to make it over to the sex part. and this one, the way I make it over to the sex part is I start crying. and then there's like a little confession sort of thing, and it's sweet, and it's all like, oh, this was just some big miscommunication of why we're enemies, and we actually really like each other, and we should probably fuck. So I've got those two already written, so I'm hoping to be able to record those today. I am sick again, though, but I feel good. I have COVID again. It sucks. I'm like boosted and everything. I guess I work myself very hard, but I enjoy working very hard. So whenever I take a break, my body kind of just loses it. And since I came back from vacation and took that break and stopped kind of like go, 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 running, 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 my body was like, great, let's break down a little bit. So yesterday, I think it was, I had the weirdest thing that happened to me. I was working on my computer. I was typing. I was getting the survey results back. So I was reading them. Starting to do a little bit of analysis. I was like, oh man, my eyes are acting up. Like, this is really weird. It's like, it's kind of blurry in the center of center of the computer. Maybe like I should, maybe I need to do that thing where it's like you look at the computer for so long and you look away at like 50 feet away, I don't know, 30 feet away, whatever that thing is that they tell you in cubicles in office, like for a little bit. And I look away and it's still there. And I'm like, weird. And I checked both my eyes and it's in both eyes. I'm like, okay, weird. And then I close my eyes and I'm like, it's still there when I close my eyes. That's really strange. And I'm like, it's probably not my contacts, but let me go ahead and take them out. Okay, let me just go ahead and take them out, take out my contacts, put on my glasses. Same thing. I'm working and it just gets bigger. So I get this blurry spot in my vision that's kind of like colorful and blurry, and it's growing and it's growing. And I'm like, okay, Dr. Google, please tell me what is going on. I Googled it. Turns out it was kaleidoscope vision, which can be a symptom, can be associated with migraines, can be associated with stroke. I wasn't having a stroke. I made sure of that. Or a symptom of COVID. And I was like, oh, fuck. This is the weirdest fucking symptom of COVID. I better not have COVID. I don't have COVID. I feel fine. Like, I'm a little stuffy. My throat hurt, I guess. And maybe I do kind of have some body aches, but I don't have COVID. And it went away after a while. It only lasted like a total of 30 minutes. But then I took a test later that day and I was like, oh, fudge, I have COVID again. So, yeah, I'm not going anywhere now. Isolating, obviously. So what better way to isolate than with my microphone moaning, right? But I feel good. So I feel like I can record, so I want to record. If I'm not going to record today, I'm going to make sure I record tonight or tomorrow. But I want to get those two things recorded this week. And then I want to start looking at the $35 request that we have coming up this month. I opened up the request form for that. I opened it up last month, actually, in December, after I released the $35 audio for that month. Because I want to make sure. So the way my Patreon is set up is you are billed on the day you sign up. So you can get billed in the middle of the week now, which is very nice. I mean, middle of the month now, which is very nice. It used to be set up to only get billed when you sign up and then again on the first of the next month. But now it's the day you sign up, you get billed that month, that week, that day, every month. So, and then you lose access if you cancel, obviously, on that day. So I worry that somebody who might miss like the time when you get a chance to submit your request. So I open it up like a month in advance, kind of. I just open it up when I release the other $35 audio because that makes sense to me because that one is done. And now we look forward to the next one. So after I record these two audios, I'm going to start. I've already started looking at the request. Amazing. I love them. I love getting the requests in and reading them and seeing when they pop in. And I pull out my phone and I go on Google Forms in my phone and I'm like, what's new today? And just read them. But I haven't really picked one yet. Obviously, there's still like a whole week, I think I want to give, week plus. That I want to give you guys a chance to submit and think of your ideas for. So I haven't got my heart set on one, but I'll start looking at that more seriously and start brainstorming ideas after I get these two. Now my cat is back. After I get these two audios done. So that'll probably be and next week, mid next week, I think, is what I'm hoping to maybe get it recorded. So yeah, by this weekend, if you could get your request in, if you're at the $35 level, that'd be fantastic. Give me the most time to brainstorm and think of how I find your idea sexy and how I want to work with it and what I want to add to it and make it all perfect and wonderful for you. And if you have any questions, I know I had a bunch of new people here already this early in the month. Hello, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. If you're curious about how that $35 tier works, every month I have a form set up where you can submit a request for an audio that you would like me to make. And then mid-month, I choose from that list of submitted requests one scenario to make, and then I make that. Next month, you can even submit the same idea if I didn't pick it, and just keep going until maybe I pick it. It's not a guarantee that your audio will be made. It is not a commission. It is just a request level tier. And yeah, I think it's been a really good tier. I was very hesitant for a while about opening it up because I wanted to make sure it fit into my workflow, because mostly I do pre-recorded stuff. Like I like to be a couple months ahead on content at a time. And this sort of forces me to, nope, you got to be in the moment for this one. You have a deadline. And deadlines are a little scary to me sometimes. So that was my big hesitation in starting the tier. But I think it's been going really well. I think we're at 4 months now, maybe, of doing it. I hope you also agree that it has been going really well. I hope you love the audios that have been created in that tier. I know I do. It's so fun. I love it. Oh, it's so fun. Okay. I need to drink some water. I need to remember that I am in fact sick and take care of myself. But you have a lovely February. And yeah. Bye.